This is the I've Manifest podcast, a spiritual ascension space to inspire you to create the most divine and euphoric reality. I'm your host, Sheila, a spiritual ascension mystic, deeply passionate in making this journey for you as expansive and as blissful as it can be. Let's join together to create a reality of our dreams as we reach higher levels of consciousness, expand spiritually, and ascend the reality we used to know. I'm so happy to have you here with me today. Let's begin. Hello, my sweets, and welcome back to the podcast, the I've Manifest podcast. It's your host, Sheila, and thank you so much for being here with me today. And happy Friday. I'm wishing you so much love, expansion, joy, and light, and all the good stuff, all the high vibes. This morning when I woke up, it was so freaking cloudy, like so cloudy. It looked like it was gonna rain. And honestly, I'm not a fan of cloudiness, but I was still very appreciative of it because it's like the green of spring was almost amplified because it was so cloudy. But then I started to do my practices and the sun just started to come out. She was about, she started peeking through the clouds, and now it's sunny outside, and I'm about to work outside after I record this podcast, but it is just so marvelous, beautiful, and grand. So I just wanted to start off with that because it just makes me so freaking happy to be in the sun, to be outside in nature, especially since I've fully healed and manifested healing my allergies to pollen, and I'm just so freaking grateful about that. I haven't been on the podcast since I think it was last week, 2 weeks ago, I'm not sure. So this podcast episode is very random, but I wanted to come on here because I still appreciate the space of my podcast because it allows me to talk so freely. And to the people who listen to this podcast, I send you so much love, and I hope you know that you get like all the nitty-gritty stuff of me. Like, you get all the vulnerable honesty, just me expressing my soul, my heart since day one of starting this podcast, which has been almost 3 years ago. When I tell you, I share all the juicy stuff on my podcast, all the details, all the trauma I've experienced, but also all of the very esoteric light experiences I've had. You guys get it. Like, hands down, podcast is the space for the authentic vulnerability and honesty. So I just wanted to share that, but also too, to let you know, my loves, that I am still posting on YouTube weekly, regularly. Last week, or actually on Earth Day, which was April 22nd, I posted a part one of my new Spiritual Transformations Masterclass that I recently came out with. And this masterclass has four parts. It's very beautiful, very in alignment. It talks about spiritual transformations. And the first part, Earth Magic, is on my YouTube channel if you wanted to listen to it. It kind of gives you the foundation, the grounds for making these spiritual transformations real. So it's a very, very beautiful, insightful masterclass, and you know, lighting up and activating those codes within you to express your own earth magic, your own gift of this human existence. So I just love it. I'm very grateful that I was able to make it, share it with you guys. Also, in other news, in other mystical, magical news, on May 7th, I am hosting a virtual new moon ascension ritual. So it's going to be completely online. It's going to be a small group of five people, six including myself, and it'll be like a Zoom call. I think I'm going to use Zoom. I think I'm going to use Zoom or Google Meet, one of the two. But yeah, it's going to be like an online virtual ascension, new moon ascension ritual, and it'll be an hour long. It's only $33.33, so 3333, and we will be doing breath work and tuning into light energy, gratitude, setting new intentions for the month, and just all these beautiful, you know, expansive and ascending kind of energy that we can lift and expand onto one another so we can all lift each other up. So it's going to be a very like small container for each session because I'll be hosting three sessions that day, on the new moon on May 7th. So I will put that link in the show notes for you to find it, book it, and to be in this sacred space with me. And I'm so excited, so freaking excited to hold this. This is like the first time I've ever done a virtual ritual, because I do like rituals during the new moon, full moon, on a specific day that I feel in alignment with the universe, with God, source, whatever you want to call it. So it really just depends what day. It really just depends what day. What alignment is feeling in alignment today? But definitely the new moon, I've just been really called to do something for this specific full moon, or new moon that's coming up. So once again, that'll be on May 7th, and I will have all the good notes and links in the show notes. All right. So today's podcast, I asked Spirit, Source, God, and the universe to let me know what is it that I can bring here to the podcast space to activate and align within you. And the two messages I got, or the one message I got, was to focus on your celebrations, to focus on your progress and to celebrate your progress, and to focus on the celebration, like focus on the feeling of celebrating, the feeling of accomplishing, the feeling of achieving and progressing and being able to make the milestones, the progress, the little steps every single moment, to focus on that, to redirect your energy on that, to send light to that, love to that, conscious awareness to that, because it is so, so abundant for you when you do this. So I have been doing a practice daily where I will sit and just the feeling of love and appreciation and gratitude, and I will feel it so immensely all over my body. I'll push my energy out. I'll push into my infinite expansive consciousness, the energy around me. And at the end of these meditations, I'm in tears. I'm crying. I feel so activated. I feel so free, so light, so open. And I feel in the most receptive point of my being, like the most receptive point of my being. And at the same time, I'm also feeling so released or relieved of the feeling of attachment, because it is so beautiful how everything comes back in a way for me sometimes to Buddhism and how I started on that philosophy to, you know, literally save myself and my journey. But there's a philosophy, or like it's part of the, I think it's the Four Noble Truths, or it's the Eightfold Path. I think it's the Four Noble Truths that it talks about this, but like that the reason for suffering is because there's attachment. Okay. And when we talk about attachment, it means like attaching to the outcome of things, attaching yourself to the nitty-gritty details, the how, the what, the when, the where, and all these things that really don't matter. Like even attaching yourself to the physical things in your life. Like I had this conversation with my boyfriend. I was like, I don't even care if we were to lose the house today. Like that's how unattached I'm feeling. Like, of course I'm grateful, but I'm not going to attach myself to these material things, because at the end of the day, it's me, myself, my energy, my wholeness, my love that radiates all around everything. And I talk about this a lot in the Spiritual Transformations Masterclass, and it's so freaking good. But I just wanted to say that with attachment, you're not thinking of celebrating. You're not focusing your energy on celebrating. You're not pulling your energy, sending light to the fact that there is still a celebration in every single moment. There is still something that you can celebrate in every single moment. Every single moment has the capacity to hold a celebration, to hold joy and love and happiness and expansion and light, and to continue that feeling over and over and over and over and over again, and literally every single moment. So it's not just like giving gratitude to like, okay, yeah, I have a roof over my head, there's water and there's fridge in the food, and I'm alive today, which obviously is important. Don't get me wrong. Obviously is important. But also to tuning into the energy and to the expansive thoughts of okay, this is more. Like, there is more to all of this. Like, I can celebrate literally every single moment of all of this. I can find joy, and I could send my light and my energy and my happiness to these moments. I can celebrate literally the feeling of just celebrating, the feeling of being. I can celebrate and focus my energy into that. And what that does to you is it literally starts to lift the weight on your shoulders. If you feel like there's a lot of things weighing down on you, if you feel like some things are not working out, if you're very attached to some things working or how this is going to happen or whatever the case is, whatever's going on, if you're feeling very attached, very small, and very like limited in your capacity of being, which, oh my God, nervous system expansion, you guys, I'm gonna have to make a whole podcast about this, because nervous system regulation and capacity, opening your capacity for your nervous system, has been like chef's kiss for me lately. Like, oh my God, so freaking good. But okay, what it does is when you tune into and you focus your energy, your light, your consciousness, your awareness to celebrating every single moment that you can, it relieves the feeling of feeling stuck, feeling small, and feeling like entrapped in a little tiny space. Because in reality, you are infinite. Your consciousness, your expansive being, literally the way that you are, the person that you are, like everything about you, the way that you push yourself into the universe, literally everything about you, you are so infinite. You are so expansive. You are literally light through and through. You are light through and through. And that means that there is literally light that exists all around you at all times. You are light everywhere, like everywhere around you, within you. Your whole being is made out of light, made out of infinite conscious energy. And it continues to expand because, one, the universe continues to expand, okay? And two, because you are always connected to source energy. So when you can celebrate every single moment, every single bit, every single day, every single literally present moment, circumstance, situation, and become aware of it and say, you know what, I'm going to celebrate this moment. I'm going to focus my intentions, my happiness, my awareness to celebrating this moment. It could literally be celebrating the fact that you brushed your teeth, celebrating the fact that you're drinking water and you're hydrating your body, literally celebrating every single moment that you can in any way that you can to realize what a celebration it is to even be on this planet, to be here now and to live in the conscious awareness of ourself. Because we can easily be a different life form. We could be in a different space, in a different world. We can be anywhere, 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 anywhere in this world right now, anywhere, okay, in any situation. But the fact that you are here, that you are conscious, and that you are aware of being here now is something to celebrate. And of course, part of all of this too is understanding that there's still going to be that polarity. And I talk about this in part one of my Spiritual Transformations Masterclass, which is on YouTube for free. Part one talks about earth magic, is that part of knowing that you can celebrate every single moment is also knowing that the polarity of life still exists and being okay, not feeling attached to the fact that there is polarity in life. Not every day is going to be amazing and blissful and happy, but you still have the moment, the opportunity, the conscious awareness to celebrate it, okay? Even I found myself literally yelling, screaming on Sunday because I was so upset about something, okay? So upset. And I cried and I let myself feel it and I let myself get angry. I let myself yell and I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. I'm letting it rev up all inside of me just to come back to my awareness of like, wow, you know what? Good thing I can get that out of my system. Like, I'm gonna celebrate the fact that I let that happen. Like, I let that happen, and I don't normally let that happen. I normally regulate and control my emotions very well, very conscious of the way that I say things. But on that particular circumstance situation, I was a little fucking pissed. Like, I was pretty fucking mad. So, So I yelled and I got angry and I yelled and I got angry. I didn't say horrible things. I just literally yelled and I got angry. So, and even then in itself, like the awareness of yelling, but like not insulting someone at the same time still shows me how much I've come and I'm able to control and regulate myself even when I'm angry, because I don't lash out and say things that I don't mean, like insult people, you know? So it's just something to like also think of as, even though there's so much polarity in this life, there's still the ability to send light, love, and conscious energy to celebrating every single moment and celebrating it with your eyes even closed. Like, as in, like, you don't need to know what you're celebrating. You don't need to know what you're going to be happy about, but just start to tune into that feeling. Imagine if, like, okay, and I know this kind of sounds silly, but like, this is the imagery that I'm getting in my head. Like, imagine like a little kid when they're happy about something, they start clapping and they start jumping and they like, you know, they're shaking and they're just like, woo, and they're just super, super excited. And it could be the most smallest thing, or it literally just could be out of nowhere. They just start clapping and they're just super excited because they feel happy, just, you know, a boost of energy, a boost of happiness out of nowhere. That is how I want you to look at this. Like, that's how I want you to perceive this, to tune into that. And that's how I want you to continue to feel and to know that that's possible for you. At the same time, knowing that polarity still exists, but still understanding, accepting, and blindly trusting and feeling that you can celebrate every single fucking moment. Every single moment you are allowed to celebrate, to enjoy it, to grow in it, to focus your energy, your love, your intentions towards it, and it will continue to expand and to grow and to uplift you. And, you know, it's such a beautiful thing is that, like, even when it's a cloudy day, it's still very light outside. You know, even when the clouds are covering the sun completely, the sun is still peeking through. And it's the same perception of how you perceive your reality, your mental state of being, your emotional state of being, your spiritual conscious awareness. It's the same thing. You can be feeling like shit, but the light within you is still existing. You are still here. You're still breathing. You're still consciously aware of your essence of life. Even if it's a feeling of low vibration and you're feeling upset and annoyed and angry and frustrated, like me yelling and screaming at the top of my lungs on Sunday, it's still the same light within you. And that's never going to leave. It is always, always going to be there. And it's such a welcoming feeling and such a liberating feeling to know that, and to know that it's okay. Like, it's okay to feel bad, and it's also okay to celebrate every single moment. And just knowing that you have the freedom within you to express all of those things, okay? Consciously, with love, with light still existing inside of you. And it's just so, so freaking amazing. And it just makes me so happy to think of. And like, literally when I pulled these cards, because I was like, okay, God, like, you know, I have a feeling of what you want me to talk about, you know, source energy, like just channel through me. But I pulled these cards and I was like, just tell me what you want me to talk about. And it said, so focus on celebrating, literally focus on celebrating, like put your light towards celebrating these moments that you are here existing and you're able to exist, okay? And if we're getting into the embodiment of this, because everything comes back to you pulling it back into your body, because even, you know, when you're tuning into very light energy, you have to pull yourself back into your body. And I talk about this a lot in my masterclass, but to embody celebrating every single moment, think of what it feels like in your body to celebrate something. And I know you're going to think it's silly, but if it literally helps, start fucking clapping and jumping around like you're excited and start clapping and see what it feels like in your body. And notice how it feels like in your body, because your body is going to feel that, and your body's going to know that sensation, that your body's going to recognize that sensation as like, oh, something good is happening. Something is being celebrated. Okay. And even as you pull that feeling into your body, and you don't have to clap your hands and like jump around. But I'm just saying, if it helps you to visualize it or to literally physically embody it right now, just to feel the sensations in your body, just to activate it literally within you, to streamline that light all throughout your body, to stream that happiness, that celebration all throughout your body, like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, feeling it, embracing it, and really seeing how it feels in your body, your shoulders, your neck, your heart, your hands, and seeing what it brings up for you emotionally, okay? And see what thoughts start to arise when you do that. Now, I have gotten on a level so deep in my journey that I can meditate for like, I don't even need to meditate. Like I could walk and tune into this and feel this and feel my energy literally like going miles and miles and miles in front of me, behind me, to the left, to the right, above my head, into the ground, everywhere. I could tune into that expansion, that infinite energy all around me. And I could feel the celebration all throughout my body to celebrate every single moment that I experience and to shift my light into every single moment of celebrating and feeling that expression of celebrating and happiness and joy and really like tuning into your heart and your ability to feel celebration and joy and happiness and acknowledging it and pulling it into my body in the present moment. And it's taken me time. Like I do, when I say I do 2-hour meditations, like I'm not lying. Like it's literally like 15 minutes of one and then an hour or like a 30 minute one and then like a 43 minute one. So really it's like 2 hours. And I would do this and I do this because I know how much infinite energy is within me, but I have to pull that energy outside of me to be able to celebrate everything around me and to transmute it into everything around me. So if you can feel celebration in your body, if you can shift your focus and your light and your energy to celebrating every single moment, you could only imagine what kind of magical fucking things are going to start happening into your life. Like so many mystical and magical things are going to appear and happen in your life for you to celebrate more. And that's literally because energy, you know, obviously with manifestation, we're manifesting all these things, but even just consciously being aware of that feeling in your body, it's going to overwhelm your body, overwhelm your life with more of those feelings. And genuinely appreciating every single second, celebrating every single moment that you have. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful gift that you can give to yourself. So spend 10 minutes today. You're going to think it's silly, okay? And that's okay, because even embrace the silliness. Celebrate the silliness. And I literally want you to sit on a chair and start like jumping up and down and start clapping like you're celebrating something like a toddler would, and just see what comes up for you. See how it feels. See how it feels in your body and your mind and your heart and your soul, what thoughts come up, and embrace it and celebrate it even more and just see where it takes you. You know, it's a magical thing, the fact that we're able to tune into feelings, tune into emotions, and our body receives it and it just loops and loops and loops into this feeling, thinking, embodiment, cycle of energy. And it's just so beautiful. And I love it so much. So my dears, I hope you guys like this podcast episode. If you did, make sure to leave a review wherever you're listening, share it to someone that you love, and to check out the and to check out the links in the show notes for my masterclass and my upcoming new moon ascension ritual on May 7th. I love you so much. Mwah. I'm sending you so much light, so much expansive energy, openings, and all the good stuff. I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope it has inspired you and gifted you with new insights and clarity on this journey. Leave the I've Manifest podcast a review wherever you're listening to help the inspiration grow and for this podcast to reach more divine souls. Thank you so much, and I hope to hear from you soon.